It's going to be full. It's always full. And it'll be the same in your church, I promise. It'll be full. It'll be full of people like me. Full of people who haven't been to church in a while. Full of people who think they might be critiqued or analyzed or judged unfairly. Full of people who don't have God in their lives and aren't exactly sure how to get Him back. But you know what? Before I step in, I need you. I need you to do something that's probably a big deal for you. You're going to see me this week, and I need you not to walk past me. And I need you to work through your fear, because I'm working through mine. And I just need you to invite me in. And if I act like I'm not interested in going to church with you, still, I need you to ask me to come. I need you to help me see God. I don't even know what that means. I need you more than you know. Because look, at the end of the day, God said He loved me enough to die for me. I mean, that is the claim, right? And if He died and He didn't stay dead, your church will be full this weekend. Your church could be full this weekend with people just like me. Different face, different skin color, different age, sex, or social status. But make no mistake, I could be sitting right next to you. I just need you to invite me in, that's all. Nothing more, nothing less. And nothing complicated. And nothing driven by guilt. Just invite me in. I need you to. I really do.
Good morning, Carpenter Shop. How's everybody doing this morning? We're blessed and highly favored. Amen. Let's stand and worship the Lord this morning.
Child. Amen. raise your voice this morning.
And even when I don't see it, you're working. And even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
And even when I don't see it, you're working.
Promise keeping light in the darkness.
things that I'm afraid of are afraid of my God. If that doesn't make you want to sing this, then you don't know him like I know him. Are you afraid of anything? Raise your hands if you're afraid of something. Let's sing this one more time and tell our God everything we're afraid of, he's greater than.
Your name can not be. Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. The great I am. Whatever we need, God, you'll be it to us, God. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, that you gave us dominion. You gave us our dominion back. Lord, we thank you for victory today. Lord, we thank you for victory today. Lord, you said upon this rock you shall build your church, and the gates of hell shall not, cannot, will not prevail against the church of the living God. Lord, I thank you that you're pouring out your Spirit in these last days like never before. Lord, I thank you that revival is not going to be an event, but it's going to become a lifestyle. Every day, every Sunday. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we'll host your presence, whatever it takes, whatever it looks like. Lord, we thank you. You know, I was watching some NFL football last night, and I realized something. You know how they have the score either on the top corner or the bottom corner of your screen, but I realized that when you're watching it on TV, you don't even need to have the score on the screen because you already know who's losing and who's winning by the sidelines. You look at the losing team, and they're always sitting on the bleachers, head down, depressed. But when you look on the winning side, they're laughing, they're rejoicing, they're hugging the coach, even if they don't like each other. They're happy because they're on the winning side. I want to tell you this morning that you are on the winning team, amen?
Amen.
Come on now. You're part of the army of the living Savior, amen? You're already a winner. The Bible says in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Come on, somebody. You're on the winning side. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. I came to tell you today that you are above and not beneath. The devil is under your feet. How do you talk to somebody who's under your feet? You write on a sticky note and you put it on the bottom of your shoe, amen? The devil isn't even eye level with you. Oh, we magnify you today, Lord, above our circumstances. You're on the winning side, amen? You're on the winning team. When Jesus said, "It is finished," the devil was defeated. Can I tell you, you don't have to try to re-defeat what's already been defeated, amen? We go from victory to victory, from strength to strength, from glory to glory, like the Bible says, amen? Touch somebody beside you and say, no more ups and downs. Only ups and ups from here. Hallelujah. Give him praise one more time as you take your seat. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Well, good morning, Carpenter Shop Church. How's everybody doing this morning? Blessed and highly favored, amen? I see you beat the cold and the rain, amen. But happy are those people whose God is the Lord. We're coming to church and giving him praise anyway, right? Hallelujah. If you're a first-time guest in the house this morning, we're so glad you're here. Glad that you chose Coffin Shop Church as your place of worship this morning. Before you leave, we have a free gift for you out at the welcome desk in the foyer. We just want to fellowship with you and love on you. Amen. Also, one quick announcement. If you want to become a part of the prayer and intercession team, you can sign up at the welcome desk as well. And also keep Miss Audrey Cherry in your prayers. She's in Greenville Hospital. So let's just continue to lift her up in prayer. Amen. Well, it's tithe and offering time. Anybody ready? Freely you have received, freely you give. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, as our ushers get in position and as you prepare to give this morning, so many ways to give. You can give by check to CSIC, or you can give online on the CSIC online app. Amen. All right. Well, let's worship as we give.
The stars were made to work. 100 million failures disappear. We lost your life so I could find it here. If you left the grave behind you, so will I.
This morning in the house. Thank you for the praise team for an absolutely wonderful, wonderful job this morning. Let's give these guys a hand. Felt a lot of unity in the house this morning and on the stage. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to see. You know, God put one word on my mind when I was walking in this morning, and Travis already used it 2 or 3 times, and that word was victory. And I just want to challenge you. You know, this is a new year, and, you know, a lot of times you look at the new year and you think, oh, it's going to be a fresh new start, and things are going to be different, and then the new year rolls around, and you find yourself in the same situations, the same predicaments, and you just scratch your head and wonder, you know, hey, I thought this was a new year. I thought things were going to be different, right? And if we really look at ourselves, a lot of times we put ourselves in that situation, if we're really honest. But there's also times where we feel like we're doing exactly what God wants us to do, and we still feel like we are down in the pit and we just cannot figure it out. And, you know, I like to have the answer to things. I pride myself in being able to solve problems. That's one thing that I'm really good at. But sometimes we don't always have the answer. And I put this band on my arm. I've been wearing it since October. And for you germaphobes out there, I know you're thinking, that's disgusting, since October. But this thing, it has 4 simple words on it. And whenever I wonder, you know, what is the answer? Why can't I figure this thing out? I just look at my arm, and it says this right on there. Jesus is the answer. Amen. And I just want to give you this verse from Isaiah really quick. This is Isaiah 43:2, and it says this. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Don't forget who is on your side. Amen. Don't forget who's walking with you. And just give Jesus the glory and the honor and the praise that he deserves. Amen. Well, we're excited upstairs, continuing in our studies talking about how Jesus God is the provider. Amen. And Kids Church is for kids aged 3 through 12. And our parents, you can take your kids to the check-in table at this time and pick them up at the end of service. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Come on, give the Lord praise today, would you? Praise God. Praise the Lord. I want to commend you for being here today. I don't know what these guys that have to go to work tomorrow are going to do when they call their boss and say, it's raining, I can't make it. Praise the Lord. Undoubtedly, the church of today is a far cry difference from the church of the Bible. Amen? You know, we read in the Bible about the tremendous challenges and frustrations and persecutions and deaths and everything that the early church experienced. And we let rain keep us home. So God bless you if you're one of those this morning. We love you, and we just provide live stream for folk just like you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you're sick and you couldn't make it, we bless you. But if you could make it, we pray for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you've been here 27 years, you can say stuff like that. Amen. Come on. Come on, guys. Come on. When you've been here that long, it's just the truth. It's not just this church. It's the church. Come on. Somebody say the church. The church then and now. I'm going to go on a journey with you for the next several weeks. I can't even determine at this point. I know statistically they say series shouldn't go over 4 sermons. Well, I'm going to break those rules right away because this one's going to go for a while. We're going to talk about the church then and now. I felt this in my spirit over the holidays as the year come to a close, and I began to hear God speak to my heart about the direction to take, because you see, I plan my calendar ahead for the whole year. A pastor called me this week, said, hey, I'm available a couple of Sundays here. I wanted to see if you would be able to have me to come. I said, sorry, partner, I'm working on 2020, okay? Working on 2020. Already started on events coming up for 2020. We have 2019 planned. Now, what happens when the Holy Spirit shows up and wrecks your plans? That's okay. We'll just move our plans aside and let him do what he wants to do. But as far as services and sermons and series and all those things, I asked the Lord, God, what would you have me to do? And I felt very sincerely that we should talk about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ as we go into this new year. My mind wanders back to the early days for myself. I'm 57 years old today. My mind wanders back to when I was a kid. Probably, you know, 5-6 years old in those days. And I remember in the days of my childhood, I grew up in a little Baptist church in Hertford, North Carolina, a small northeastern North Carolina town that people in Hertford County call Little Hertford. Come on. I hear that all the time. I never heard it. I didn't know we were Little Hertford until I moved here. Amen. Hertford County calls us Little Hertford. Amen. Those were the days when my ideas, my values, my expectations, my understandings of the church were being shaped. They were being formulated, just like your kids are, your grandkids are right now. That's why we care enough to provide ministry for these kids in the upper levels, on their level, where they can understand. Because you know what? Their ideas and values about the